Hello, welcome to the POV, Point of View mini-stories for Bad Choices. Same story, different time. Let's start the first one with 3 years ago. We'll have to imagine this happened 3 years ago. 3 years ago, David Beckham was a man who wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted to be a famous movie star and a famous soccer player at the same time. So he moved to Hollywood. He hooked up with Tom Cruise. They hit it off immediately. Tom liked David. David liked Tom. Beckham said, "Tom, the bottom line is that I want to be a movie star just like you. Can you help me?" Tom said, "Of course. My gut tells me you'll be a big success in Hollywood." So Tom introduced Beckham to a director who was very powerful. The director made a movie with Beckham. But it was a terrible movie. Everybody hated it, and they hated Beckham. The public felt a powerful animosity towards Beckham. They couldn't stand him. They yelled at him and threw things at him. Beckham couldn't deal with the public's animosity. He was a guy who was very sensitive, so he became scared. He felt this was a dire situation. Beckham was so scared, he wouldn't leave his house. He kept the windows closed and the doors locked. He became paranoid and wouldn't even leave to play soccer. Finally, his team manager said, "This is a situation which is unacceptable. You're fired." Beckham cried. Oh, he had no job and nobody could stand him. All right, let's change the time a little bit. This time we're going to talk about the story, but that Beckham has always wanted to do these things, okay? So these have been happening for a while. Beckham has always been a man who has wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He has always wanted to be a famous movie star and a famous football player. He has always wanted to move to Hollywood. He has always wanted to hook up with Tom Cruise, and he has hoped they would hit it off immediately. David has always liked Tom Cruise. Tom has always liked David. Well, one day, Beckham said, "Look, Tom, the bottom line is that I want to be a movie star just like you. Can you help me?" Tom said, "Of course. My gut tells me you will be a big success in Hollywood." So Tom introduced Beckham to a director who was very powerful. The director made a movie with Beckham, but it was a terrible movie. Everybody hated it, and they hated Beckham. The public felt a powerful animosity towards Beckham. They couldn't stand him. They yelled at him. They threw things at him. Beckham couldn't deal with the public's animosity. He was a guy who was very sensitive. He has always been a guy who was very sensitive. He felt this was a dire situation. Beckham was so scared he wouldn't leave his house. He kept the windows closed and the doors locked. He became paranoid and wouldn't even leave to play soccer. Finally, his team manager called and said, "This is a situation which is unacceptable. You're fired." Beckham cried. He had no job, and nobody could stand him. Okay, you'll notice that I use the perfect, the have been, have gone, that verb tense. When I was talking about things that have always been true, or that were true for a while in the past, maybe starting in the past until now, or maybe over some time in the past, a range of time. And then when I talked about specific conversations, specific actions, I used the simple past. All right, don't think about that too much. Listening is how you will improve your grammar, listening and practicing. Why is not a good question about grammar or language. Don't ask why. If you want a PhD, a doctorate in linguistics, you can ask why. If you want to be fluent, if you want to speak English easily and naturally, don't ask why, okay? Just learn it. Just listen carefully. Just do the lessons. You will improve, I promise. All right, next, let's talk about the future. In fact, maybe this is going to be a true story, right? Let's think, what's going to happen to David Beckham when he comes to Hollywood? He's moving to Los Angeles, that's true. What's going to happen? Let's imagine. This is what I think will happen. So now, the future. Next year, David Beckham is moving to Los Angeles. And he is a man who wants to have his cake and eat it too. I think he will want to be a famous movie star and a famous football player at the same time. That's why he's moving to Hollywood. He's gonna hook up with Tom Cruise. They'll hit it off. David will like Tom. Tom will like David. Beckham will say to Tom, "The bottom line is, I want to be a movie star just like you. Can you help me?" Tom will say, "Of course. My gut tells me you are gonna be a big success in Hollywood." So Tom will introduce Beckham to a director who will be very powerful. The director will make a movie with Beckham, but it's gonna be a terrible movie. Everybody will hate it, and they'll hate Beckham too. The public will feel a powerful animosity towards Beckham. They won't be able to stand him. They'll yell at him and throw things at him. Beckham won't be able to deal with the public's animosity. He's a guy who is very sensitive, so he'll be scared. He'll feel this is a dire situation. Beckham will be so scared he won't leave his house. He'll keep the windows closed and the doors locked. He'll become paranoid, and he won't even leave to play soccer. Finally, his team manager will call and say, "This is a situation which is unacceptable. You're fired." Beckham will cry. He'll have no job, and nobody will be able to stand him. All right, did you notice in the future, when we're talking about the future, we say will be able to instead of can, right? Instead of can stand him, I'll say will be able to stand him in the future. And you'll also, in the future, you have to listen very carefully, because in real speech, not textbooks, but real American English, we add ul to the subject, right? Beckham'll do this. Beckham'll do that. Now, in a textbook, you will see Beckham will go to Los Angeles. But we say Beckham'll, Beckham'll. The ul gives you the future. Beckham'll go to Los Angeles. And in the textbook, you'll see going to. Beckham is going to make a movie. But in real speech, we say gonna. Beckham's gonna. Right? We don't say Beckham is going to. We say Beckham's gonna. Beckham's, apostrophe S, gonna. Beckham's gonna make a movie. Beckham's gonna do this. Beckham's gonna do that. Beckham will go. Beckham will come. So we use is gonna and ul for the future in real speech. That's how we actually say it when we speak. So listen carefully for that. Listen very carefully when you hear those future versions. Now please go back, listen to each version, pause after the version, tell it yourself. Try to tell it yourself. If you can't, it's okay. Relax, rewind, listen again. Rewind, listen again every day. It's not a race. Just relax. Enjoy it. Okay. See you next time.